it's just been a really great experience. And
Elise Glahey is a sixth grader in the Niagara Falls City School District. She designed a winning mission patch as part of the students' Space Flights Experiment program last year. Now her mission patch lifted off over the weekend on board the International Space Station.
You made something that just by chance has flown into outer space, and that's just such a crazy thing to think about.
Glahey and three other Buffalo Public School students were welcomed back home by Western New York Congressman Brian Higgins Monday. Three Buffalo students known as the Spud Launchers say their winning project to try to grow potatoes in space is now in orbit.
To know that, you know, our hard work is actually going into outer space.
Hamlin Park eighth grader Gabriela Melendez was the lead investigator of this project.
But it should be up there for, I think, 6 to 8 weeks. And then when we get our results back, then that's when, you know, everything is going to come together and we all find out the results that we've been waiting for.
The space launch was initially scrubbed over the weekend. But later, while they were driving through Florida, the rocket launched and they caught it on the radio.
It's exactly 9:38. And that was our launch time. And he pulled over, he turned up the radio, and it goes like 5, 4, and it, you just hear it. And it's like ready to take off, and it just went. And you heard the wind, and you heard everybody's excitement.
Students Shanila Welch and Toriana Cornwell were also co-investigators of the Spud project.
It was pretty cool. We watched a video on all the astronauts and the fallen ones also.
I'm looking forward to being an astrologist. I'm not too much of being in space. I'm more like research in space, like, you know, learning about the cosmos and the Milky Ways and all the galaxies.
The school districts have been teaming with Western New York STEM Hub to promote STEM learning. Buffalo School Superintendent Kreiner Cash called the young women an inspiration in promoting an interest in STEM fields.
We also need boys and girls of color to continue to pursue STEM fields as well.
Their teacher and advisor, Andrew Franz, was elated for his students.
It took every inch of my being to not cry.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.